feature last season was their first league victory and clean sheet in 12 games against Chelsea since a 3-0 win in April 1981. Chelsea have scored more goals against Swansea than any other Premier League side, which is 21. And since beating Chelsea 1-0 in April, Swansea City have kept just one clean sheet in 8 Premier League games, and Diego Costa of Chelsea has scored more Premier League goals against Swansea than any other opponent he's faced, which is 5. And a final fact is Costa has either scored or assisted in each of his last 5 Premier League games for Chelsea. So those were your key facts for Chelsea against Swansea against Chelsea, which is a 4 o'clock kickoff on Sunday, the 11th of September, 4 o'clock kickoff UK time, British summer time it is. And so those were your fixtures for Saturday and Sunday. And let me just see if there's any other info I need to give you regarding the Premier League, so you're up to speed. And we've got a few minutes left, so like I say, if you want to call in, you can call in live onto the show. No need to be shy, you can call in on 0114-2425-200. That's 0114-2425-200 and have your say as well. And like I said, I think it's going to be very, very interesting and exciting Premier League weekend. And I think it'll be very, very good results and high scoring games and entertaining games as well. And a side note, because obviously I mentioned the Manchester derby, so there's a strong possibility that Aguero might miss that match because, as you know, he was charged by the FA for the elbow. And if he misses that match, it'll be very, very big blow to Man City. But I can see Pep Guardiola playing what is called a false number 9 without a striker, and you know, like he did at Barcelona and so on. So that'd be quite interesting. So those were the matches for Saturday and Sunday. And the final match of the of this match week 4 sees Sunderland at home to Everton. That's 8 o'clock kickoff on Monday, the 12th of September. And if I give you those facts before we go on to finish the first hour, and then we'll talk about the cricket in the second hour. So first of all, Sunderland have lost just one of their last 7 home league games against Everton, winning 2, drawing 4, 0-1 in April 2014. Everton have scored just 12 times in 15 visits to Sunderland in the Premier League and never more than twice in a single match. There were 11 goals in the 2 games between these sides last season. Only Newcastle versus Norwich saw more in the 2015-2016 Premier League, which was 13. David Moyes was in charge of Everton for 427 Premier League games between 2002 and 2013. And this is the third longest spell of any manager in the Premier League era, behind Sir Alex Ferguson out of Manchester United and Arsene Wenger at Arsenal. Moyes lost both of his matches against his former club in 2013-2014, with the match at Goodison Park proving to be his last as Manchester United boss. And final fact regarding this match is Jermaine Defoe has scored 5 times against Everton in the Premier League, though all of these goals have come at Goodison Park. For those of you listening in for the first time, Goodison Park is Everton's ground. And so that's quite a famous ground. And final fact regarding this match is since the start of last season, 13 of Jermaine Defoe's 17 Premier League goals have been scored away from home, which is quite an astonishing fact, really, because the game that Jermaine Defoe has, you'd think he would be ideal to score goals at home, but like that stat says, he always scores lot of his goals away. Away and at the Everton ground. So the final fact is, since the start of last season, 13 of Jermaine Defoe's 17 Premier League goals have been scored away from home, which I just mentioned as well. So those were the facts for the match between Sunderland and Everton. And what I'll do now, we've got a few minutes left, is for our teams in Sheffield, Rotherham and Nottingham, I'm just going to give you the fixtures regarding those matches, so you're up to speed and you know who to follow at the weekend. So if I just go through the fixtures for you, and like I said, you've still got a few minutes left, so anything you want to add to the football hour, you have about 3 or 4 minutes left and you can have your say as well. Anything to do with the internationals, the Premier League, or even your local teams in Sheffield, Rotherham and in Nottingham. So I'm just going to go through the fixtures before we go to the next break to end the first hour. So if we go to the Championship, and first of all, we've got Rotherham at home against Bristol City. That's a 3 o'clock kickoff on September the 10th, which is Saturday, this coming Saturday. That'll be a very, very tough game for the Millers because, as you know, they've been struggling this season, and Bristol City at home will be a very, very tricky game for them. The next game is Sheffield Wednesday against Wigan. As you know, Wigan won the FA Cup a few seasons back, beating Manchester City in the final, and they're playing away to Sheffield Wednesday, which are the Owls at Hillsborough. And I think that's going to be a very, very tricky game for both teams. And if Sheffield Wednesday can pull off a win, that'd be quite brilliant. Yes, Wigan aren't the same as what they were in the Premier League, and they did struggle last season, but they did enough to stay up. So like I said, it would be a very, very tricky game for Sheffield Wednesday, and we'll see what happens in that game. It'll be a very, very tight game. So that was Sheffield Wednesday. And also on the 11th of September, we've got Aston Villa against Nottingham Forest. That's a 1:15 kickoff. So the Sheffield Wednesday Wigan match, which I just mentioned, is a 3 o'clock kickoff on Saturday. And Sunday, the 11th of September, 1:15 kickoff, which is quite a strange time on a Sunday for a Championship match, for that time to play a match at that particular time. Like I said, it's Aston Villa at home against Nottingham Forest. And that'd be a very, very tight match, and sees two former European teams playing in the Championship. So be a tough match for Nottingham Forest as well as Aston Villa as well. And so that was in the Championship. And we've got about a minute or so left before we go to the break. So let me just bring up the fixtures for Sheffield United, the Blades, and also for Notts County as well. So in League One, just give you the information regarding that before we go to the break. So Sheffield United are away to Wimbledon, so that's going to be quite a tight affair there. Let's just hope that the Blades turn up and perform well. And so which is in League One, which leaves one team, which is Notts County. And as you know, unfortunately, Notts County playing League 2. Just could give you the fixture for that. So Notts County are at home against Accrington Stanley. So it's a tough game for Notts County. So that's at home. And we're coming up to the break. And after the break, we'll be doing the cricket hour. So don't go anywhere. Just grab a cup of tea or some cold water. And we're coming up to the break now. And I'll see you in the second hour, 2 minutes past 11.